Number 2.
Last second score.
In week 1 at the Metrodome in Minneapolis, the Vikings led 20-15 with less than a minute remaining. Needing a touchdown in a hostile environment, Jaguars quarterback Blaine Gabbert engineered a 6-play, 76-yard drive, capped off by a 39-yard touchdown strike to Cecil Shorts III in the front corner of the end zone.
Deep and caught by Shorts! It is a touchdown!
The score gave the Jaguars the lead with 27 seconds remaining in regulation.
To Cecil Shorts!
We talked all day about the arm strength of Blaine Gabbert, and finally, they forced this Viking defense to defend every blade of grass.
Pressure coming. Gabbert plants, turns, and he's going for the whole ball of wax, and he's got Cecil Shorts. Shorts catches it! Touchdown, Jacksonville! Oh, my goodness! What a catch by Cecil Shorts!
Good play by Blaine. Read the coverage. Now I just want to win.
Jeff Loggeman takes you inside the play.
Cecil's touchdown catch at Minnesota, the first game of the year. Should have been the game winner if they were able to hold on defensively. Here's the play. Cecil's lined up at the top of the screen. Blaine Gabbert's in the shotgun. And watch what Blaine Gabbert does. You see that little pump right there? He's trying to keep the safety away from Cecil Shorts, knowing that if he can keep the safety away, it's a one-on-one opportunity. The defensive back plays it inside and over the top. Gabbert knows that, throws it to the outside. And boy, what a catch by Cecil Shorts. And looking at this from the end zone copy, you can really tell how athletic of a catch that this was. There's the pump, draw the safety over, outside and away from the defensive back. Cecil Shorts has to turn around. One of the best catches all year long by far. Great catch, Cecil Shorts, and it should have been the game winner.